when I look in your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton, So In Love With You on 89.3 WKKC. You're live with Harold Lee Rush. That's me. Dr. Rock, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
All right. Now, today, I know you got something special for us. By the way, the security person, his name is Michael Wright.
Right.
And he saw me again this morning. He said, is doctor coming in today? I said, he'll be here. Good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. He said, he's good.
Yeah. I'm always excited about coming here. This is like the highlight of my week.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wow. Cool. All right. Well, now, you got something very special for us today. Now, go ahead. Break this down, because I just loved when you started talking about it.
Well, what I would like to talk about today is a list that I've made up. I've compiled 7 ways in which to give back to our bodies.
Dr. Rock, 7 ways to give back to our bodies.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Now, why in that way? Why do we need to give back to our bodies?
Well, let me explain. The reason why I thought about this is because every week we talk about different health topics, you know, and things that we can do to improve on our health.
Right.
I think that's very important. See, most people have extremely busy lives, okay?
Right, true.
It's filled with performing physical tasks, you know, whether we're construction workers, you know, lifting big cinder blocks, or we're secretaries, you know, doing a lot of typing. We're
right.
always doing something physical.
Or keyboard stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
Keyboard stuff. And mentally, we're consumed about thinking about things that we have to do at work, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then when work is done, we got our second job, right?
Home.
So at home, you know, whether you have kids, you got to worry
right.
about cooking dinner or bills that you have to pay.
Oh, please.
Right? So constantly, we're always thinking about things that we have to do. And this happens day after day after day after day.
So we're actually in stress mode a lot.
Exactly. And so maybe we're lucky, right? Maybe you get that one day off or 2 days off where you can just completely relax, but most people don't, you know?
No.
They're still doing things. It's like, okay, I got these 2 days off. I got to do this and I got to
right.
do that. And this basically takes a toll on the body. It's called
right.
stress, basically, okay?
Right.
It's called
right.
stress. And most people are stressed, whether it be physically or whether it be emotionally.
Or sometimes both, right?
Or both.
Right.
You know, we're constantly thinking about things that we have to do or consumed with things we have to do. So the question is how do we give back to our body? You know, how do we tell our body that we appreciate it? Because remember, you only get one a body. You only get one.
Right.
So
and I don't care how good the replacement parts are. Nothing as good as the first ones.
Exactly. You know, how do we relax? You know, how do we nourish our body?
All right.
And so that's why I came up with these 7 ways in which we can give back to the body.
All right. Now, you know, when you mentioned stress, and one of the things I've noticed, it's got to be a part of stress, is something that I know a lot of people do, and that's worry.
Worry.
We worry. Because we worry about our children, we worry about our significant others, we worry about our family members, we worry about how am I going to pay these bills.
Exactly.
That's got to be a heavy stressor.
It is. It is. And the thing is that I want to point out is that stress is a part of life,
mm-hmm.
but the way in which you cope with it is something that you can totally control, you know?
All right.
Understanding that is very important.
Yeah, because, I mean, a life without stress wouldn't be living.
Exactly.
But we shouldn't be under it 24 hours a day.
No.
All right?
Not at all.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to break, take care of some business, and then we'll come back and start in on the first, say, 3 or 4
Correct.
Of your 7 ways to give back to the body. 89.3 WKKC, you're live with Harold Lee Rush. That's me. With Dr. Rock on Friday. Dr. Rock, 7 ways to give back to the body. We're going to do the first 4, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The first one I want to talk about is nutrition.
Okay.
The most important, right? Because we can't function without having proper nutrition. We have to eat in order to live.
Right.
Okay. So one of the things that I think is very important is just understanding. I mean, you have to have an understanding that no meal should be without nutrition. Quality nutrition.
Ah, I see what you're saying, right?
We always, always want to try to incorporate some type of vegetable, fruit, into every meal that we eat.
All right, so So I should stop categorizing it as a meal if it's just snack stuff.
Exactly. Let's try to eat some greens. Let's try to eat some fruit with all of our meals, okay? Because your green, your leafy vegetables have so much nutrition in them. And we talked about kale, right? We talked about using kale to put in our green smoothies.
Yes, for which people I have now adopted.
Exactly. For people who didn't listen to the show before, we were talking about the importance of making green smoothies, how it was an easy way to get more nutrition into our diet. But things like kale, things like spinach, cabbage, Swiss chard, collard greens, these things are going to be high in vitamins, high in fiber. So you want to find, or even green romaine lettuce, you want to find a way to try to incorporate this into every single meal that you eat.
All right.
Fruits, you want to find a way to incorporate in every meal that you eat. And I know a lot of people like fruits, apples, pears, plums, oranges,
peaches,
you know,
strawberries.
Think about how good they taste. Think about how sweet they are. You know, it's a great way to get vitamins, a great way to flush the system. And then the other thing that you always want to incorporate in every meal is fresh water. Okay, at least half your body weight in ounces, because your body is 75% water. You need water to keep the body functioning.
Right.
So just by doing these little bitty simple tasks is a great way to help to flush out the system, a great way to help to keep the nutrients in the system and keep your body functioning efficiently. Okay, so that's number one.
Okay, so that's number one is nutrition.
Nutrition.
And essentially we're saying, don't just eat something and call it a meal. Let's really get creative and create meals.
Exactly.
Nutritious meals.
Nutritious meals.
All right. That's okay. Number one.
And potatoes aren't a vegetable.
They not? Dang. French fries is out.
No, French fries are. All right. So number two, and I'm not here to preach, but every human being has a spiritual side. Okay.
Right.
So I believe that some form of meditation in our lives is extremely important, because when our lives become more chaotic, right, through the things that we deal with, whether it be work, whether it be paying bills or whatever,
right,
you have to find a way in which to relieve that stress.
All right.
And so taking time to meditate, you know, whether it be going to church, the mosque,
prayer or whatever, right,
music, you know, right, is a great way to relieve the mind, the body, you know, and help to kind of put some of those things at ease.
Now, if I combine that with a nutritious meal, is that important?
Exactly. No, but, you know, it's very important. You know, I think that, you know, that's something that we don't talk about a whole bunch, but mm-hmm. it's important to incorporate that in some part of our lifestyle, okay?
Yeah, and when you think about it, a lot of times we're eating on the run, and we don't even take time to bless our food. And that's a little meditative state right then and there.
It is. Just take time to be appreciative for what it is that you do have.
Wow.
You know? The other thing that I think that's important, and number three, is taking warm baths. Okay.
Taking warm baths. Uh-oh.
Taking warm baths. Uh-oh.
Okay. All right.
A lot of people from that.
Now, most people, right, we wake up in the morning, we jump in the shower for
right.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
We're continually moving, you know?
Right.
Taking a warm bath is an excellent way to help to relax your muscles, especially right before you go to bed, you know? And you can make it fun for yourself. You can put some candles on, you know?
What about rubber duck? No. Yeah. Okay.
Somebody else.
You know, dim the lights.
Oh, stop.
Like a backwash. Right.
Now, don't burn down the house. Don't fall asleep in the tub. But, you know.
You got the kinky too over here.
Yeah. Taking a warm bath is an excellent way to kind of put the mind at ease, to help to relax the muscles and kind of relieve some of that stress.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
And then the fourth one that I want to talk about is exercise.
Okay, all right.
Now, everybody knows it's important to exercise.
Yes, it is. And I try my best to do finger exercises every morning before I hit the keyboard.
Now, look, this is the yes. thing about exercise.
Yes.
I know people whose work consists of a lot of physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, exercise has to be outside of work. Okay.
All right. So that doesn't count.
Okay. No.
But, and those of us who are very sedentary, who sit down a lot.
Yes.
We need exercise outside of work.
Exercise. Okay. Exercise is one of the main ways in regulating all the hormones in our body. Okay? Cortisol increases during times of stress.
Oh.
It accounts for weight gain. So let's exercise as a way to de-stress ourselves. And that can be something as simple as walking, right? You can jog. You can do at-home exercise videos. You can do yoga, you know, anything.
Anything that gets the body moving.
Anything that gets the body moving. You know, we're talking about 3 times a week, 30 minutes at a time. You know, at least, right. You know, I think people should do.
All right. And as you're saying that, I realize that we have, many of us have such an aversion to the word exercise that we really have to balance it with, all right, here's the deal. You can either exercise or you can die early.
Exactly.
Now, that's simple.
Now, I know this because a lot of people will tell me, you know what? When I get home from work, I just want to relax, watch some TV, maybe go out and have a few drinks, right? Mm-hmm. You're just putting more stress in your body when you do that.
Wow.
That's not really relaxing your body, okay?
Right.
Because when you're watching TV, you're consumed with all this information that you're taking in from the TV, whether it be, and most of the time it's negative, right?
Yeah, so that adds to
that
it.
That adds
more
to the
worry,
stress.
More everything.
Exactly. And then we're drinking alcohol maybe to relax too, and that's putting more stress on the body as a whole. So we have to find things that really help the body to relax and put it at ease.
All right, so those are the first four. When we come back, we'll cover the last three. All right, Dr. Rock is here, and he's been giving us the 7 ways of giving back to the body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we covered the first four.
Yes.
And now we got three more. And out of these 7, if we just implement just some of them initially,
yes,
we're going to feel better. If we can do all 7, oh, man, I'm looking forward to being able to do all 7.
Oh, you're rolling.
All right. What's number 5?
Well, number 5 is one that a lot of people neglect to do, and that's stretching. Okay?
Oh.
Stretching. Now, this is the thing.
All right. As you talk about it, let me go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me stretch my arms out.
Body saying, quick, quick.
Feel better, right? No, but think about it. All day, we're constantly
using... Ooh, that made me dizzy.
No, all day, we're constantly using our muscles, okay?
Right.
Even if you're sitting at the desk typing all day, this is one of the reasons why a lot of people have low back pain, is because you actually put a lot of stress on your low back when you sit, okay? And I know this.
Yeah, most of the time, we don't have ergonomically correct chairs.
Exactly. Or if you're doing something physical, you're using those muscles. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, what do people do when they come home? They go back home
sit down,
okay? Muscles are all tense, you know? So stretching is an excellent way to help to relax the muscles, okay? To get what you call the elasticity back in the muscles, to reduce some of that tension, okay? You'll feel so much better. And you can do that right before you go to bed. You can do that first thing in the morning for 10 minutes.
What about if you have a willing partner who is willing to give you at least a little bit of a massage? Is that also helpful?
Massage is great, too, as far as helping to relax, but it's a little different from stretching.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Stretching I can do by myself.
Stretching you can do by yourself. Yes.
All right.
Okay? So very important to do. People shouldn't neglect to do that. Okay? And number 6 and 7, I kind of put them together.
All right.
And this one is very important, and it's helping others and volunteering our time. Okay?
Oh, wow. All right.
Most people... you know, in life, want to do something that's meaningful, right? We want to do something. We want to feel like we have a purpose,
right?
And I believe it's in our innate DNA to want to help others. And when we don't help others, I think that's when we start to have those feelings of, you know, life is not valuable,
right.
Life is not worth living, you know, and
cuts
we start
into
to
our
feel,
self-esteem.
It cuts, yeah, exactly. And we start to feel overwhelmed. Okay. And we see this time and time again, okay? So helping others is a excellent way to improve our happiness, Okay.
Okay.
It increases our happiness. It reminds us, you know, what we have to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It takes your minds off your worries, right? Because instead of worrying about yourself, now you're helping somebody else out.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
And it also adds some purpose, you know, and sense of meaning to our lives. And you know, I'm talking about you can do things like opening the door for people.
Right, right,
right.
You know, you can
let people cut in front of you, you know, if you're driving, right?
Right.
Yeah, and not get upset. Right.
You go,
upset.
Right. You go, you go.
Right.
No, you
well,
go.
As my grandfather used to
no,
say.
No, you go.
My grandfather used to have a thing that if somebody was like in a hurry, he let them go by and he said, go ahead, fool. Hell ain't half full yet. Which I realized much later in life as I found myself saying that to people. It's a matter of letting them go first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't take anything off of me.
It doesn't. It doesn't. And doing things like volunteering for in your community, you know,
right.
Helping. Because
so important.
It's very important. You know, we have to understand that, you know, people need help, you know.
Right.
We're going to need help sometimes, and, you know, we need to give it, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, I'm going to have to open the door for you one day, Dr. Rock.
Exactly.
All
so,
right.
You know, all these things, like I said, these are the seven ways I think that
to
are.
To give back give, to our bodies.
To give
That's
back to our
brilliant.
Bodies, yeah.
You know, it's nice to be nice. We were having breakfast, and, you know, we had the one of the gentlemen who was our server. I said, thank you, and I really appreciate the service that you're providing us today. Because it's nice to be appreciated. Sometimes people don't even get to hear that.
They don't.
Just
right.
that little bit. You know, just that little bit, because it just made his day.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Dr. Rock, with this, Dr. Rock's seven ways to give back to the body, really appreciate that today. And if you would like to be able to find out more about Dr. Rock's seven ways, you can always get in touch with Dr. Rock by...
You can contact me through email. My email is dr.rock25a@gmail.com. Or you can contact me at the office. It's 847-562-0840.
Say it one more time.
847-562-0840.
All right, Dr. Rock, and we will see you next Friday right here at
89.3 WKKC, the new sound of soul.